comfort for the leper. The disciples had often experienced the ministry of a paraclete in the first mighty paraclete, Jesus himself. For nearly 3 years, they had seen him as a comforter to ever so many hurting and needing people. Countless times he had reached out his hands to help, deliver, or compassionately speak words of sweet consolation. One day they saw him reach out his immaculate hand to an unclean, hopeless leper, a forlorn wreck of humanity, so taken by that loathsome disease that no one even dared to come near him. No one could offer him the smallest comfort or bring the slightest hint of mitigating help. The disciples saw this forlorn bit of flotsam on the shores of humanity, in the depths of his abject misery. He ventured to approach Jesus, the paraclete, and ask him the impossible. "If thou wilt," he implored, "thou canst make me clean." The leper dared ask for comfort and help that no son of Adam could possibly give him. But the compassionate comforter, the divine paraclete, with ringing words of hope that still reverberate through the corridors of time, said, "I will, be thou clean." Then the comforter reached out his divine hand and actually touched that vile and loathsome leper's suppurating flesh. Just a touch. But a touch from Jesus' hand. His hand, suffused and permeated with mighty life divine, expelled immediately and forever that odious plague. And the leper, renewed by the comforter, joyfully returned whole to his home. Comfort for the sick. The weary band of 12 accompanying Jesus stopped to lodge the night in the home of Peter. Entering his house, Peter discovered to his dismay that his mother-in-law lay deathly sick of a fever. The physicians had been there, given their potions, shaken their heads ominously, and had gone away. They had done their best, but they could not offer a single comforting word of hope. The deadly fever was burning away her life. Devastated and helpless, Peter and his wife returned from her bedside to the disciple band waiting with Jesus. How acutely the dying mother needed a life touch from the comforter. When Jesus entered Peter's home, a mighty paraclete was entering that house with him. In tenderest compassion, the paraclete stood by her wasted form and spoke powerful words of sweetest comfort. Then his life-filled hand touched hers, and instantly her fever fled precipitously away forever. Comfort for a wedding debacle. Jesus and his disciples were all invited to a wedding supper. A poor but close friend of the family had found himself a lovely bride and asked Jesus and his friends to honor their wedding by their presence. However, the kindness of their hearts did not match the depth of their pockets. Before the evening was half over, the many guests had consumed all the wine. The impoverished wedding guests were about to experience deep shame and humiliation for want of wine for the supper. Then the enlightened mother of Jesus approached the blessed paraclete and privately asked him for a miracle of mercy. Quietly, unobtrusively, Jesus the Comforter spoke a mighty word of creative power to the servants as they stood on the porch outside the house. And lo, out of the water pot, filled with common well water, poured the best wine of the feast for the governor. The Comforter had reached out in divine kindness to comfort his friends and spared the bride and groom the shame and ridicule of the reveling guests.